الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، رحمة للعالمين، الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أبي القاسم محمد. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الحكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to express my heartiest congratulations on this very special event, birthday of mother of 11 Imams and daughter of the Prophet, about whom Prophet said, فَاطِمَةُ أُمُّ أَبِيهَا. Fatima is mother of her father. Really, whenever we are talking about the role model, Quran Majeed described that our Rasul, his life is an ideal role model for everyone. Laqad kana, indeed you will find in the Messenger of Allah pattern of conduct. But this is for whom? Who believe in Allah and hear. Another ayah in the Quran Majeed, Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 31, it was Surah Al-Ahbar, where Quran talks about our Rasul and the obedience of our Rasul, and Quran said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Our Rasul said, if you love Allah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you are loving Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You obey me, you follow me, Allah will love you. Now the matter of the pattern of conduct, role model, characters, ideology and idol. No doubt, Rasul is an ideal character for humanity, not for the humanity. Because وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He is role model for each and everyone. But for the woman of, yani world of woman, Bibi Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaihi Wasallam. She is an ideal character as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother, as a head of the family. Now we are starting as a child, as a daughter. Bibi Fatima, she was just 2.5 years old. Rasulullah Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was busy in his prayer, he was performing his sajda. Abu Jahl, he was biggest enemy of Allah and Rasul and Quran. He put the stomach on our Rasul, the stomach of the camel on our Rasul while he was performing his sajda. Bibi Fatima, when she witnessed that Abu Jahl is doing this thing, she came out with her hijab, removed the stomach, cleaned the abba of her father. Rasulullah is struck, and thereafter she started crying. Rasulullah, he advised her, do not cry, my daughter. Inshallah, time will come when everything will be easier for us. And it was happening. Now she is just 3 years old. And Bibi Khadija, mother of Bibi Fatima, she was invited by some family to attend the marriage ceremony. Bibi Khadija, she was the richest woman of that time. But now, Bibi Khadija, she presented everything for the sake of Islam. She spent whole and whole length for the pleasure of Allah. Now she was not having a good clothes for Bibi Fatima, so Bibi Fatima can attend that marriage. She started crying because it was the heart of the mother. Bibi Fatima, sallallahu, she was just 3 years old. But she can understand the feeling of her mother. It was the message for the daughter and boy of today, because sometimes our children, they are asking for the thing which parents they cannot provide. Sometimes children, they are stubborn, but look at Bibi Fatima. She is just 3 years old and she is not having any good clothes, and she is daughter of the Prophet. She is daughter of the Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra. She was the richest woman of that time. But she is not feeling any embrace, and she is saying, "Mother, why you are crying?" She says, "See, because I have been invited by the people to attend the marriage ceremony, but you are not having any good clothes, so I am feeling shame." Janabi Sayyida, she is giving message to the each and every daughter and son. She said, "Mother, but this is speaking of my father who said, piety is clothes of the every Muslim girl, and ethics and good character, it is her ornament." So akhlaq and Islamic character and conduct, this is the ornament for me. Bibi Khadija, she smiled, she was happy and satisfied with the answer of the doctor. It was the character of Bibi Fatima as a daughter, and how bad she is. She is assisting her father and she is counseling her mother. Now, in the age of 9, when she was got married to Imam Ali alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Next morning, there was a poor man. There was a poor lady outside and she asked for the help. Bibi Fatima, she had only 2 pairs of the clothes. One was new, another was old one. Of course she was in the position whether she can give old one and new one she can keep for her, because she is newly married and it was her right. But Bibi Fatima, what she is doing? She is giving the new one and the good clothes to her. Why? Because Quran is saying, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. No means you can get محبت of Allah and Allah of Allah مِمَّا. If you want to please your Allah, if you want to get the goodness, so for the goodness you can give the good one, whatever you like for yourself. That is sacrifice. She gave one. Not only one event you can find, there are several events where Janabe Fatima Zahra, Salatul Layla, she sacrificed. Not only food, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Clothes, food, money, each and everything. Now, after the marriage, when Rasulullah, he met with our first Imam and he asked about Bibi Fatima, how he found her. What was the answer of Imam Ali? Because Rasul, he is inquiring about his daughter Bibi Fatima. Imam Ali, he has given answer, نِعْمَ الْمَرَةُ عُمَّنْ عَلَى الطَّاحَ. I found her best woman who is assisting her husband in the obedience of Allah. Of course, that means what we understand from the sentence of Imam Ali, if there is a mother, if she is helping her children in the obedience of Allah, she is the best mother. If there is a sister and she is assisting her brothers and other family members in the obedience of Allah, she is the best one. If there is a wife and she is assisting her husband in the obedience of Allah, she is the best one. نعمل المرأة عونا على الطهر. She is the best woman who is assisting me in the obedience of Allah. She never complained for anything. Remember, today a lot of the problem, divorce ratios are increasing. Reason is what? Husband is not satisfied with his wife. Why she is not happy and pleased with her husband? And about this relationship, Qur'an Majeed described in Surah Al-Rum, where Qur'an is saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Surah Al-Rum, ayah number 21. This is a sign of Allah. See, there are a lot of signs around you, but we are not saying. There are a lot of lessons, but actually we are not learning. As we know that hadith from our second Imam, Imam Hasan alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam said, Ma aksara al-ibar wa qalla al-ibar. Lot of lessons around you, but the people, those who are learning from the lesson, there are few. Now Quran is saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ. Remember, from these ayat, from these times, we are trying to understand Allah, because we cannot understand Allah directly. Allah is not substance, Allah is not article. Allah is not element, Allah is not compound. وَمِنْ آيَاتِ. There are the signs, there are the signs from where we can understand Allah, from where we can recognize Allah. About understanding Allah and the ma'rifat of Allah, only one hadith we can understand from that, where our first Imam described, Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah. Whoever recognizes himself, he recognizes Allah is creator. If you are trying to recognize your Allah, you try to recognize yourself. But the source of the ma'rifat and irfan, they are the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially Bibi Fatima, wa'ra salamu ala, mother of the a'imma. Imam Ali is Abu al-Aimah, Bibi Fatima, she is Ummu al-Aimah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِيَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. This is one of the sign of Allah. He created for you partner from yourselves. Reason was what? Peace. Rest of mind. Sukoon. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّ وَرْحَمَةً. And he put love and mercy in this relationship. Now you look, there are a lot of problems and difficulties in this relationship in the whole world. That time has gone where the Muslim family, it was a prosperous family. There was no complaint. But now Muslims, they have a lot of the problem. Because why? Because we have the Qur'an and Majeed, but Qur'an and Majeed just for reading. Qur'an Majeed just for ta'weez. Qur'an Majeed just for some dua. Qur'an Majeed just to kiss. Of course we must pray it, but Qur'an Majeed not only for that. Above all, we must practice it. We are not practicing. Ahlul Bayt, they are the character. And if we are talking about them, with the 20th of Jamal al-Thani. Well, there are the different events, 13th of Rajab, you are coming and you are celebrating birthday of our first Imam. Just to sit and celebrate and thereafter you forget the teaching. 20th of Jamal al-Thani, just we remember how Bibi Fatima was and what she was doing. If this is the message, if this is our plan, so it has no what. Because Bibi Fatima, she is role model, and we must remember, we must align her teaching with practice. Ya'ala bainakum mawadda wa rahma. Why mawadda and rahma? Because in the youth, in the beginning, for the first 20 years when you are young after the marriage, there is a relationship between you, husband and wife, and that is mawadda, love. And that law is pure, pure, clean. Because Quran is not describing Mahabba, Quran is describing Mawadda. What is Mawadda in Surah Al-Shura? Quran is saying, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ. People, they were trying to pay our Rasul for his labor. What he has done for the Islam, for the propagation of Islam, we are trying to pay. How are you in the position to pay me? Who is owning the whole world? Then Quran describes, if you want to pay him, only one way. As-salakum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. You love Ahlul Bayt, you love my family. If you are loving my family, this is the ajr. This is the reward. This is the payment of this. But the terminology was mawadda. Here, the husband and wife and the relation of husband and wife, the terminology Quran used, it was the mawadda. Wa rahma, Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Not only one place, there are 114 times in the Qur'an al-Majeed, in Surah An-Naml twice. In every namaz we are saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hadith from Rasulullah Qadha, for every important word, for every fitna, if you want to be completed, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is Rahman, Allah is merciful. Inna rahmati al-aliyum min al-muhsinin, Quran described. My rahmah, my blessing, my mercy, it is closer to the one who is good doer, muhsin. This family is actually muhsin, and the plural is muhsinin. Nabi is muhsin. Ali is muhsin. Fatima is muhsin. So we are reciting the dua and we are saying, Ilahi bihaqq Muhammadin wa anta al-mahmud, wa bihaqq Aliin wa anta al-ala, wa bihaqq Fatima wa anta Fatir al-samawati wal-ala. فبحق الحسن وأنت المحسن they are محسن وبحق الحسين وأنت قديم الإحسان they are the محسنين رحمن Allah is merciful in this world whether the that person is mu'min or kafir he is providing this to everyone رحيم he is especially رحيم for mu'min for the day of judgment. Now here Quran is saying جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَوَدَارًا. What is the reason of the failure of the marriages today? Complain? What is the reason? Because husband is trying to look at how at his wife as the ideal wife, perfect wife. And wife is thinking the same. They are not trying, they are just fighting for their own right, but no one is trying to be a good one. If everybody will try to perform his job or her job, there will be no complaint. In the فِي الْآيَاتِ لَقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ As a wife, she was an ideal character. Imam Ali, he said, Fatima, you were the one who never asked for anything. It was the greatness of you, Fatima. But what is the other aspect of this sentence? Ali as a husband, he provided everything whatever Fatima she needs. Understand? This was. Look, that was also event when Bibi Fatima salamu alayhi, she had the nazar. And that was the nazar for 3 days fast. For the recovery of our second and third Imam. They both were sick. Finally, they observed fast for 3 days. Bibi Fatima, she prepared the chapati, bread. And when they want to break their fast, that time, needy one comes, poor come. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا Surah Al-Insan, Surah number 76, verse number 8. They are feeding in the love of Allah. Remember, each and every action we must do for the love of Allah. If you are celebrating, maybe that celebration should be big. But for the popularity, it has no worth. If you are helping someone, but your intention was people, they will appreciate you. Nothing is there. No salat, no reward. If you are assisting any poor one and thereafter you are giving publicity in the newspaper, in the television, in the media, there is no salah. Because whatever you wanted, you got in this world. Each and every ibadah while we are doing, we are saying, قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ for the pleasure of Allah. We are seeking nearness to Allah. But look at Ahlul Bayt, Quran praise these Ahlul Bayt and Ahlul Salaam. يُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا They are providing food in the love of Allah. To whom? Poor one. Offer one and capture one. Three consecutive days. Remember, there was barely in the house. They given their food to that poor one first night. Bibi Fatima, she was able to make another break and they can break their fast. Why they are not breaking? Look at the honesty of Ahlul Bayt. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he was working outside. And he was bringing, he supposed to bring the barley. And in the beginning, they were giving for 10 days and 15 days. Imam brought. But every day, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, vague was considered between Imam Ali and the person for whom he was working. And only that amount of the belly, Bibi Fatima, she made floor of that. Next day Imam is working, once again she is making floor of the certain amount. Why? Because it was the issue and the matter of the honesty, Bibi Fatima, she is not. We must be honest with the other people. And especially in the Western world where we are working, when we have the contact with the Muslims, non-Muslims, Christians, Yahud, because this is the right time, this is the right place for the propagation of Islam.
Allah.
We are the representative of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. We are representing Quran. So what is the best way to represent the Quran and Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim with our action? Why? Because there is a hadith from our Sikh Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq al-Muslim. You call the people with your action, not with your tongue. There are the people, those who are calling people with their tongue. Be good, be kind, be truthful, be honest, but actually they are not. Remember, Quran appreciated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at the same time, Quran condemned such kind of the people. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Are you inviting people, are you commanding the people to do the good? But at the same time you are not doing good. You are punishing yourself. And the condition for the Amr bil Ma'ruf, you start from yourself. Condition for the Amr bil Ma'ruf, you start from your family. Condition for the Amr bil Ma'ruf, you start from your hometown. So these are the conditions, we must fulfill that. أَتَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Bibi Fatima, she was crying with Bibi Fizda, who was working for Bibi Fatima. She divided, one day I will work, next day you will work. That day which was for Bibi Fatima to work, that day Bibi Fatima, each and every work, looking after Husnain alayhi salatu wasalam, cleaning the house, making the food, prepping the food, everything she was doing. And the other day which was for Bibi Fizda, that time Bibi Fizda, while she was working, Bibi Fatima, she was helping her. It was the kindness of Bibi Fatima. That is the teaching of Bibi Fatima for each and everyone. Remember, it was the night, and at the night time, so many times, what we are doing at our houses. Okay, there is a very good program on the TV, please come. And we will watch the program. If our child, if he is in this school and that time, he cannot watch that movie, so what we are doing, we are trying to record that movie for him. When he will return, he will see inshallah. But look, this is not right thing. What about the majalis? What about the tafsir? What about the lesson of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? We are doing at our houses. We are not doing. Bibi Fatima salamu alayha, it was the winter night and she was on the musalla and she was offering her prayer. And while she was offering her prayer, that time she was praying for each and everyone. And Imam Hassan alayhi salamu salam, he was sitting next to Bibi Fatima and he was performing ibadah, he was doing the ibadah. Remember, this is the message of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salamu salam. Remember the people while you are rich. Remember the people while you are performing ibadah. That person is miser who is not remembering people in his prayer. If you want, your prayer will be answered by Allah in the Namaz Isha. First you remember 40 people, thereafter you ask for yourself. Whole night finished, Bibi Fatima, she was praying for other people. Remember one thing. If someone is good for you, with you and you are going good with him, if you are going good with that person, so that means you are repaying to him. But if someone is not good with you and you are good with him, so really that is greatness, and that is the greatness of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Bibi Fatima, whole night she is praying, and Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked from Bibi Fatima, mother, that night is about to finish, still you are not praying our family, about our family? Bibi Fatima, she replied, Ya Bunayya al-Jaar, thumma al-Dhar. Oh my son, first our neighbor, then our family member. This was the message of Bibi Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha for each and every follower of Janabi Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha.
Salamu
Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks.